Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Stephen in the morning here at 6:47 on a Wednesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Wichita Wind Surge will not play this year thanks to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Two.
Kansas State Fair Board votes in favor of going ahead with this year's fair as planned.
One.
Some counties may not comply with Kansas Governor Kelly's mandate that people wear masks in public beginning Friday. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
The gasoline price is still very unsettled out there. Seen a very common price in the Wichita area at $1.87 a gallon, but I've seen better prices out there. $1.84. Spotted $1.84 at Douglas and Seneca. Traffic on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman. Online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Sunny and hot again today with a high of 100 degrees. Yesterday's official high in Wichita, 100. Mostly clear with a 10% chance for rain tonight. The overnight low, 75. Thursday, mostly sunny. 20% chance for late day showers and a high of 98 degrees. Now partly cloudy, south wind at 10 miles per hour and 76 degrees. Are you considering implementing a work-at-home policy? VoxLink can help your business make a smooth transition toward the remote office environment and save you 35% or more on your monthly bill. Call 844-VOXLINK. That's 844-869-5465. 6:49 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. The June Creighton University Mid-America Business Conditions Index, a leading economic indicator for the nine-state region stretching from Minnesota to Arkansas, of course, including Kansas, advanced about above growth neutral. After falling below growth neutral for three straight months, the overall index bounced into positive territory for June. The Business Conditions Index, which ranges between 0 and 100, increased to 50.3 from May's 43.5. June's above growth neutral reading indicates that between May and June, business conditions improved. It will take many months of above 50 before the regional economy returns to pre-COVID-19 levels. That's according to Creighton University's Professor Ernie Goss. Now, the Kansas portion, the Kansas Business Conditions Index for June, increased to 45.1 from May's 42.8. The index is a monthly survey of supply managers. Let's go ahead and check in with Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker. Good morning, Don.
I'm live.
Yeah, you're live. Hooray.
Just came flying in. I'm a little out of breath probably. I'm running down the halls and everything, and my wings are killing me. Yeah, my arms are killing me. I just flew in from... Oh, boy.
At any rate,
we're going to talk about the market crashing.
Take a deep breath and go, you know. There you go.
The market crashing. Now what? Well, this year has been a freaking roller coaster in the markets for many investors. It's wreaking emotional havoc as well. We've seen record highs, a fast, dramatic historical plunge, followed by a remarkable recovery, then several major dips. Wow.
Yeah.
What do we do next? Yeah. Well, as you can see, rebounds can happen as quickly as declines. Take a deep breath. You don't need to worry as much as you may think you do. One way to accelerate your heartbeat is to an unhealthy level, is to obsess over every market move. you probably know enough to not panic and sell everything. So why check your account every 2 hours? Well, don't ignore the market volatility, but assess how it has affected your investments. It's a good time to remind yourself of your long-term plan. Accounts dipping right now have a historical chance of recovering and even hitting new highs well before you need to begin using that money. If you have short-term needs, it may be time to pull the plug. But then again, should you have been invested in those assets that were capable of dipping for short-term goals in the first place? Well, if you're working with your certified financial planner professional, you should already have a good handle on how investments are allocated. It might be a good time to reevaluate those holdings and see how they may have performed when the markets dropped, then recovered. Actual market conditions are the best stress tests you can have because it's actually happening out there. From that assessment, you may realize it's time to rewind some of those more volatile investments. Or if you have some cash on the sidelines, consider putting some of that to work when those are being held down right now. If you lose your job or you anticipate that, your CFP advisor may suggest that you sell some of your long-term investments and pull profits off the table to put them into a safe place. You don't want to be forced to sell if the market dip even further when you need that money. And, of course, if you have any questions on this, give me a call, man. The number is 634-2222.
All right, I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
And yeah, you've answered this before, but I've forgotten the answer. Taking the, what do you call it, dispersal? From a 401k or an IRA.
Distribution. Yeah, uh-huh.
When do you legally have to do that?
Now it changed to age 72.
Really?
Yes, that was part of the, not the CARES Act, but the Secure Act that was passed at the end of last year.
Well, it was 70 and a half.
Was 70 and a half, but they raised it to age 72 because they realized demographics are changing, people are working longer, and as much as the government wants their money back by forcing you to take RMDs and paying taxes on that money, they realize that for some people, they're going to live another 30 years, and they're forcing them to take it out of a tax-deferred account.
So if you can, I was looking on the internet, and there are the little helpers that you can use, templates that you can use to figure out just exactly how much you're going to get.
It's like what they do is they take the actuarial tables and look at how long you're expected to live.
Right.
So it used to be that at age 70 and a half, you had an average of probably living to about another 26, 27 years. So what they do is you have to take 1/26th or 1/27th of that amount. They're very conservative with it and anticipate you're going to live a long time because they don't want you emptying out your account and ending up with zero. You know, I have one 90-some-odd-year-old client in California, and her multiple now is going to be, next year is going to be 3. In other words, she is required to take 1/3 out and pay taxes on it.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, just so as you get older, the number gets smaller, so it's a greater amount you take out.
Today is National Postal Worker Day.
Wow.
Showing our appreciation.
They deserve it.
The workers walk an average of 4 to 8 miles carrying a full load of letters and packages.
And they always have a smile on their face.
Always.
They're the greatest.
We have approximately 490,000 postal workers across the U.S., and they head out each day to reach to our residences and our businesses, saluting the postal workers. You know, I thought if things were all the same and I never got into broadcasting, I don't think I'd mind doing that.
No, I agree with you.
Good exercise.
That's why you don't see morbidly obese postal carriers.
Not exactly. Right.
They're out there walking.
Exactly. Yeah. And back way back when, they had great pensions, from what I understand.
Absolutely.
I don't know what it is now. But
probably not nearly as good, but still. You've got good pay, good benefits, and
they worked for it. And here through this whole COVID thing, they're still doing their thing.
We are so thankful. All right.
Yes.
Thank you, guys. 6:55 now, Steve and Ted. Coming up at 7 o'clock, top of the hour, all the news with Steve and Ted. Sedgwick County Commissioners discuss mandatory masks. Will they be on the way? That's coming up at 7. Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.